Good evening, and once again, welcome into Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. It is a big night of NBA playoffs, and we have got you covered over the next 2 hours, a number of storylines and NBA news and notes that we're going to get into, of course. Up first on our show tonight, Yahoo Sports NBA writer, that is Mark Spears. It's been a very big week for him. He is the birthday boy. Happy birthday, Mark.
Yeah, it's my 21st birthday.
Turning back the hands of time. Well, right now, the Rockets and the Mavericks Game 3 is underway tonight in Dallas at the AAC. We'll hit on that here momentarily. We definitely want to get your thoughts on Rondo being, finished with the Mavs, the absence of Parsons with his bum knee. But one of the biggest storylines is coming out of Oklahoma City. Of course, the Thunder's decision to fire Scott Brooks. Mark, what was your reaction?
I don't know that I was surprised, but I certainly was disappointed. I thought Scott has done a fantastic job there. You know, I've often heard that a lot of times that mistakes that have been made where he's gotten the blame for it were actually mistakes made by the players that he covered for him. And, you know, I really thought that Durant and Westbrook were fans of his. But obviously something else must be going on behind the scenes, because if those two guys really wanted him to be there, I'm sure that they would still be there, that he would still be there. I find it very hard to believe that they had no input. You know, they want Durant to stay there and resign in a couple of years. So obviously they're ready for a change. I know Kevin Ollie is an interesting name to me, because he knows both of them, he played with them, and I don't really get the Billy Donovan connection to either one of those guys. I don't think there is one. So it'll be interesting to see how things go. I think they should look at Alvin Gentry from the Warriors, assistant coach. He's done a great job the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's a brilliant offensive mind. You know, we'll see how that goes down. But I don't think Scotty has any reason to hang his head. But I'm sure he's got to be extremely disappointed. I respect that Sam Presti actually flew there and told him. But the news to me is still, you know, surprising. And I'm sure either Denver or Orlando will get a really good coach pretty soon in him.
Mark, you talk about the decision being surprising. It sounds like you're saying it's unfair.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird because it's almost like I almost feel like it's like one of those divorces. Like, he divorced her? She's a great wife. Like, she did everything for him. She's a great, great wife. Why would he divorce her? And then next thing you know, he's with some hot tart, some new, like, really? You know, so... I guess things run its course. They wanted to try something different. But there were so many injuries this year. Like, how could you blame Scotty for them not making the playoffs? What it told me was they wanted to make a change, and it had nothing to do with the records. It had nothing to do with all the injuries either, because that wasn't put in the factor. It appears that they were ready for a change. And Billy Donovan's thing was interesting, too, because one of his old assistant coaches is the coach of the D-League team that OKC has. So there's already a Donovan connection in the organization. So, you know, let's see what happens. But I don't get it. I guess they just want to do something different, because that's the only reason why I can see them making a change.
Perhaps it was time for a new voice in Oklahoma City. I know that, sometimes it gets stale. They want a fresh start. And, of course, right now we're visiting with Yahoo NBA writer Mark Spears. He's joining us tonight at YSR. Obviously, the Oklahoma City position, it's attractive. And you rattled off some of the names. Who do you think or what candidate might be the best fit?
Well, I mean, you think Ollie, because he knows those two guys. He played with them. But there's a big difference between being somebody's teammate and coaching them. And I think Jason Kidd had problems with it in Brooklyn. It's not the easiest thing to do, to go from coaching the college to coaching the pros, and that's not to say that Kevin Ollie couldn't do it, but I just think for a job like that, for a job where so much is expected, where they are a championship caliber team when healthy, I don't think I would go to Donovan or Ollie. I would go to a veteran coach, a proven coach, a winning coach, because I don't think they can afford, with the window that could be closing with a possible Durant departure, a coach is trying to figure things out, you know, and that would be the case for Donovan and Ollie too.
Got two top players in the league, and thinking of going in the direction as far as with a rookie coach. I mean, you have to wonder why Oklahoma City, this organization, would pursue someone with just collegiate experience.
Yeah, and there's a lot of interesting veteran guys out there. So I would probably lean toward the more proven championship caliber coaches out there than or veteran guy rather than somebody that hasn't done it.
You think there's a mystery candidate, Mark?
There always is with them because, you know, the Thunder keep things pretty close to the vest. So they might be interviewing somebody right now. Well, I know the way Sam is, you know, they don't reveal too much. They like to keep a lot of stuff in-house. In fact, one of their assistant coaches, I told him, you know, Scotty just lost his job. Huh? Like, yeah, he didn't even know. So he was totally surprised when he found out. Obviously, it affected him in the same token, but they kind of keep everything a little quiet there.
Hey, Yahoo NBA writer Mark Spears is joining us tonight on the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to hear from you and connect. Join us at Twitter at eRadioSports. You can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. Now, Mark, you had talked about, obviously, this is an appealing coaching position. Some of the potential candidates, we're looking at Kevin Ollie, Billy Donovan, you said Alvin Gentry. Why not Mark Jackson?
Oh, I'm not saying Mark's not a candidate. I'm not privy, really, to who their candidates are. I've been so playoff-oriented, I haven't, you know, delved too much into that, and it's new and it's fresh, but I mean, they might consider, I mean, that there's a whole long list of coaches they could go after. A lot of free agents, a lot of veteran free agents, a lot of good coaches available in the league, you know, that are assistants and stuff like that, and who knows, maybe Thibodeau might be angling behind the scenes for that gig as well. If I'm Oklahoma City, I don't rush. I take my time. I, you know, look at Alvin Gentry, see if Thibodeau really is going to leave. You consider all those different things. You consider all your options. So, I mean, I'm sure Mark probably is on their list too. I don't know who their list is, but if they're smart, it's a long one, and they take their time with it.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned Tom Thibodeau. You have to wonder what his relationship is with the Bulls organization right now. But do you think his system could fit a Russell Westbrook, a Kevin Durant?
They'd be awesome defensively. I will watch Tom as an assistant with the Celtics for a couple of years, and he's a defensive mastermind. So scoring has never been a problem. Oklahoma City, but if he, you know, were to go there, I know he would take him to a defensive level that the franchise has never seen, and perhaps that could be a thing that could get him over the hump.
Mark Spears, Yahoo NBA writer, joining us tonight on the Big E Sports Show. So where do you think, let's move ahead here, where do you think Scott Brooks, his next head coaching position will be?
Well, Scott has connections to both Orlando and Denver. He was an assistant coach in Denver for a while under George Karl. The Kroenke's owners of the Nuggets know him very, very well and have strong respect for him. So I would not be surprised if he got an interview in Denver. And then in Orlando, the general manager there used to work for the Thunder as well as the assistant general manager. So there's a connection there. I would think that the Orlando job would probably be more attractive because of the young talent that they have. But to me, they're maybe a veteran player or two away from being a playoff team. I think they'll be in the playoffs next year. There's just too much talent there. I think his connections are actually stronger in Denver, and I wouldn't be surprised if Denver ends up making an offer for him.
We are up against the clock. We are going one-on-one with Mark Spears, Yahoo NBA writer. Stick around. We're going to zero in on one of the big games tonight, the Rockets and the Mavs. We're still trying to process the Rondo experiment and how it has not played out in Dallas. Much more tonight at YSR with Mark Spears. Hey, we're so glad you're with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell as we continue to go one-on-one with Mark Spears, Yahoo NBA writer. Of course, you can check him out at Twitter, at Spears NBA Yahoo. What are some of the articles that we can look forward to?
Well, I'm covering game four of the Pelicans and the Warriors. That'll be a great, great game late Saturday night. And just follow me throughout the playoffs. I'm flying all over the place. I'm living in the Bay Area. Done the first two Warriors games. I did the first Clippers Spurs game in L.A. and in New Orleans. And, you know, it's the playoff time.
Right. It's an exciting time. We definitely, while we have you on the show tonight, we wanted you to zero in and weigh in on the Rondo experiment. Obviously, it didn't work out. The personality clash. What was your reaction?
I think Dallas made it. It was doomed from the start. I don't think there's anything wrong with Rondo. I don't think there's anything wrong with Carlisle. I just don't think they're a good match. Rondo is the kind of point guard that you basically, you could have offensive plays, but he's very ad-lib. He's very creative, and he's very brainy, and he's very stubborn. So then you got a coach who basically runs it more like college, where he wants the ball to go to certain places, and he calls the plays. And he's the one that wants to, you know, he wants a point guard that basically is going to do and throw it where he wants it to be, and that's not something that Rondo does. So I think it was a mistake for Dallas to even acquire him because he doesn't fit the coach, and they should have known better. So I think it was doomed from the beginning. It's going to be bad for both of them because I think it hurts Rondo's free agency value. He also kind of got exposed from a shooting standpoint. Then it also hurts Dallas as far as, if I'm a player, if I'm a point guard, why would I go to Dallas where the head coach is so controlling and he's not going to get fired and he's going to be there and ownership is always going to side with the coach. So I think it might be hard for them to get a free agent point guard that's talented to come to Dallas. I think Rick Carlisle is a great coach, but, you know, a lot of these point guards want more control, and he's not allowing that. So this was an experiment gone bad, and I always remember the quote that Rondo had where he said, "Hey, I didn't ask to be traded here, you know." And a lot of people, that really, really stuck with me during the press conference that he said that. I think he was fine with playing it out with Boston or he wanted to get traded to the Lakers. I don't think he ever wanted to go to Dallas, but, you know, he got traded. So it ended ugly, and I think it'll have negative ramifications for both.
So it sounds like you were hesitant. I mean, what was your stance when the trade did go down? I mean, did you have a check in your gut that perhaps this personality, it just wasn't going to fit Coach Carlisle's leadership and style?
I thought it was a great trade, but I didn't really think about it like I had, you know, have now since this went south. Like how those two guys were a bad fit. I hadn't really, you know, I just thought about it, bang, on paper, you know, great point guard goes to a team that needs one. But obviously it was a horrible fit, and I think Dallas made a mistake by doing the whole thing.
How much does this cost Rondo? Because you were talking about how his stock, it's plummeted.
It's always hard to say in free agency because you're as good as your suitors, you know? So as long as he has, like, two teams that really want him, he still could get a healthy salary anyway. So if the Lakers want him and the Knicks want him, he'll get paid well. So it's kind of hard to tell, but perhaps maybe the number in that, maybe before this, there would have been more teams interested than now. And then with the Lakers, with Jordan Clarkson playing so well as a rookie, you wonder if they even want to add a free agent point guard, too. So,
hey, Mark Spears with Yahoo has been joining us tonight right here at the Big E Sports Show. As I said, you can check him out online at Twitter, at Spears Yahoo. And it's good to catch up with you again. Enjoy the games and try to get some rest. I know you're traveling all over the country.
No, this is the fun time. It's the playoffs, so, no, I'm enjoying it.
Absolutely.
Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR. Stay close.